Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Joining us now is Preds defenseman Alexander Carrier, brought to you by Calabria Pizza. Come try their pizza in Goodlettsville and Mount Juliet, because life is just too short to eat bad pizza. Alex, appreciate you for joining us. We're a little over a week, almost 2 weeks into training camp and a couple of weeks into the Andrew Brunette era. What has it been like, the change and the feeling, the identity of the team so far under Coach Brunette?
It's been awesome so far. It's a way different mentality, way different way of playing hockey. And I think we're going to be exciting to watch. We're going to be excited. It's exciting to play the game, so I'm sure it's going to be great to watch us. But it's a lot of pace, a lot of passing, attacking, keeping the puck, making plays. So, it's been great so far.
Yeah, and that's what he said in his opening press conference was, hey, if we have the puck, we want to keep the puck. If we don't have the puck, we want to get the puck, which I'm not a hockey coach, but it seems pretty simple enough to me. But you said it's a different mentality. Just how different is it? What is so different going from, the last regime till now?
Well, it's like you said a little bit, we want to keep the puck. We want to make plays. I think it's more offensive-minded than last year. So it's a bit of an adjustment. Obviously, it's a new coaching staff, lots of new faces as well. So it's an adjustment. But I think when we're all going to be on the same page, playing at that pace, playing at that speed, we're going to be really dangerous.
Is there a different energy in this year's camp as opposed to in previous years?
I think so. Just because there's a lot of new faces. Last year and the year before, it's a lot of guys that have been here for a while and everyone. Now it's kind of getting to meet everybody and getting to know them a bit more. So it's definitely different. But at the same time, all the guys that came in are great guys. Super funny, super fun. So can't complain.
We'll talk with Alexander Carrier of the Nashville Predators. Now, last night's inter-squad game, you guys are used to playing in Bridgestone, but you were out in Clarksville yesterday. One, how was that experience out in Clarksville? And then two, I heard you took a pretty big hit from one of your own players as well.
I know. I was kidding with them after. I was like, I didn't know I was a bad teammate like this. that was a good experience. I think it's about growing the game in Tennessee, and the arena there was awesome. The crowd was awesome as well. It was my first time in Clarksville, actually, but it was a great experience. Whenever we can build a rink and have more kids playing, more people playing, then the hockey game is like the best game in the world. So it just grows and more people can play and have access to it. So it was a great rink and it was a great time with it.
Alex, one of the things that was interesting to watch last night, just how competitive the game was. It did not look like just your basic inter-squad scrimmage. It looked like a real game. It went right down to the last second. And like you said, there was some pretty good physical play going on both sides.
Yeah, I agree. I was surprised myself, actually. there was a lot of hits. I think it's part of our identity as well. We're going to be competitive guys, and I think it showed on the ice. The guys wanted to win. They wanted to make plays. They wanted to hit, and it was fun though. It's better like that than we just skate around and don't do anything. So I was actually pumped for that, and the crowd was into it as well. So I hope we gave a good show.
We're talking to Predators defenseman Alex Carrier. I want to go back to your off season because you had one of those just unfortunate freak injuries. You got hit with the puck. It ended your season last year, and You had a lot of time to sort of gear up for this year. What was your biggest emphasis in the off season to kind of come back ready to go?
Yeah, for me, it was getting my strength back. I broke my left hand and then broke my left collarbone, so my left side was pretty banged up. But it was actually a good timing. Obviously, it was unfortunate. I missed half of the season. I couldn't play the second half of the year. But when we were done, I was also ready to come back, so I could get back in the gym right away. So we focused on getting my strength back at first. And then after that, it was really getting stronger and faster. My explosion, I'm a young, I'm a smaller defenseman, so I need to be really fast and move my feet. So that's what we worked on, really getting that speed back and getting that explosion back.
Do you think this, you mentioned the explosiveness and your mobility, does that fit the system you guys are going to be playing in your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. I was pretty pumped in the meetings, the video meetings, when they're asking us to jump into play and really support the rush and making plays and all that. That fits with my game. And obviously, you still got to play defense, right? You still got to defend hard and stuff. But when we get the puck, then it's let's go. Let's get up the ice and let's make plays. And for me as a defenseman, I love jumping into play and playing with the forwards. So, yeah, that was I like seeing that for sure.
You know, out of necessity, a lot of players had to play D last year, and a lot of them were back, and then you've got some new guys. There's a pretty decent little competition going right now for those spots, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone that came up last year because of injuries did a great job. I think it shows how much Milwaukee it does for the players, like the defensemen especially. But yeah, this competition, but it's always like that every year. You come to camp and there's no spot that are secure. You got to work for yours. And I was one of those guys that was pushing for the older guys to get a spot, and I'm still in the same seat. So it's like that every year. So it's good.
Alex, last night you got a chance to play with one of the younger guys and Tanner Molendyke. I'm curious to know what you think of him. I know he was sent back to his junior team today, but long-term, he looks like he's bringing some stuff to the table there.
Absolutely. I think he's going to be an awesome player. You could see, like, just yesterday, and I played with him a little bit in Florida, you could tell, like, he's really calm with the puck. He's got his skating ability is awesome. Obviously, just got drafted, so he's a bit not as strong, but that will come with the age. But I think he's going to be awesome. Great pick, obviously, but also a great guy on the ice. Hopefully, I made him comfortable out there. But I was telling him, get ready. We're going to play Saturday against Tampa. But he was like, I'm not so sure. And I guess he's not. But, yeah, he's going to be a great, great, great player for sure.
Yeah, it won't be the last we hear from him down the road. So, Alex, I got to ask you, this is funny. You've got the mustache look going here. And you know, UC Saros had the mustache look. You guys look a little bit alike. How often do you get mistaken for UC Saros? Besides my wife, who did it at the at the Petey's party there, she still feels bad about that. But she went, wait, hold on. This is Alex you're talking to here. Does that happen sometimes?
It happens all the time. I don't know how many times. Still with, like, teammates sometimes. I know Sisson mistakes us all the time, and he's like, oh, sorry. I thought you were Jew and stuff like that. So it's funny, though, because even, like, in my condo building, there was a lady in the elevator. She was like, hey, what a great game last night. I was thinking she was talking about me, my game. So, oh, thank you. And she's like, you made a hell of a save. And then I'm like, oh, that ain't me. Thank you still. So she thought it was Juice, but she didn't know I was another player. So it was kind of funny.
Separated at birth, Alex Carrier and UC Saros. That is funny. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, Aaron won't feel so bad then, I guess, if it happens all the time. That's good.
Yeah, at that point, you just take the compliment. Yeah. You know, hey, I had a great save last night.
Yeah, a defenseman can make a save every now and then, right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, just take the compliments as they come in, whether they're for you or not. It doesn't matter. Last one from me, Alex. You know, Barry Trotz talked about bringing in serial winners, bringing Gus Nyquist and Luke Shen and Ryan O'Reilly, guys who have won a lot of games, been in the league for a long time, even won cups. What have those, some of the veteran guys, the quote-unquote serial winners that Barry calls them, what have they brought to the team so far through a couple weeks in training camp?
Yeah, I think the leadership, you know, how they conduct themselves off the ice, on the ice, just doing the little details. And I think we're going to see most of that leadership when we're going to start a season, when things, we're going to have ups and downs and stuff, and they're going to know how to handle that because they've been through teams that won, and every team struggles. So it's great to have them. I want to be one of those guys too that goes to a team or stay in a team because they've won, you know. So it's great to have them, and I'm excited to see what we're going to do.
Absolutely. Alexander Carrier, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. We'll chat with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, great. Thanks. Appreciate it. And I get it. That's a good goal to have. I want to be one of those guys that at the end of my career, I've won a lot of games and I can bring that veteran leadership presence. Good goal to have. All right, we'll get back into the Titans and the Bengals coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.